that few days back there was an article released on your Facebook channel, and the name title of the article is Raganuga Bhakti Part 2. I really loved that article. Last, you are describing the two kinds of Vaishnava Kripa. One is Praktana and second is Adhunika. So I wanted to know about this Maharaj, like, again, here it is talking about Guru's mercy and how through Guru's mercy we can practice Raganuga Bhakti.
Yeah, so what's the question?
Like,
you don't know what the terms mean or what? What's your question?
I wanted to ask, like, we were just talking about the tattvas which Guru has. So this tattva also Guru is having, right? About giving this Raganuga Bhakti to the devotee. But for that, I have not heard or seen anyone getting in, like, ISKCON, as far as I know, they're getting this in their swaroop or something like that. And
what's he saying?
He's not seen in ISKCON anyone practicing Raganuga Bhakti. So he's asking.
Oh, so what is he asking?
Like, I want to ask that tattva is also present within the Guru, like you said. That he's, so why they are not distributing Maharaj? And I want to be a recipient of that.
It's not so easy to understand what type of bhakti some devotees are practicing. So I don't accept your observation that people, the gurus or members of ISKCON are not practicing Raganuga Bhakti. I don't accept that. Because I know for a fact, personally, many gurus are personally practicing Raganuga Bhakti. They're not making much of a show of that or talking about it. They're keeping it private because that's not the main presentation of the spiritual movement that they're representing. So they're chased to their own parampara and their own guru line and teaching basically Vaidhisadhana. But so if you're looking for a guru in ISKCON, you have to look around. There are many gurus that are also practicing Raganuga Bhakti that can give you proper instruction and guidance to also practice Raganuga Bhakti. So that you should understand. It's not that you have to go outside of ISKCON to find a guru, always for Raganuga Bhakti.
Maharaj, like when I said that, like our goal of our life is going back to God, so we had a good laugh. So can you just instruct me, like, what is the goal?
In the earlier question, you told that goal of life is, he was telling goal of life is going back to God. You told him, he was asking what is the goal.
Well, the idea is saying the goal of life is to go back to Godhead. It implies that, first of all, implies that we are there already. You're from Jaipur. At the end of the night, you'll go back to Jaipur because you're from Jaipur. So to say go back to God, there's an implication that means you were there before. But according to the teaching of the six Goswamis, the Upanishads and Puranas, jiva souls in the material world, anadi bahir mukh. From beginningless time, we're in the external material energy. So we're not going back anywhere. That's one point. We were never in the spiritual world to begin with. So this is a major point of contention with traditional Vaishnavas and ISKCON. Although many members of ISKCON also believe that we are never in the spiritual world before. But basically the presentation there is that we were there, we came from there. We have to go back. I'm not finished. So we're talking about the goal of life. Lord Chaitanya did not preach that as the goal of life. Lord Chaitanya preached Krishna Prema Panchama Purusha, Prema Panchama Purusharta. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya preached a fifth goal of life. There's something called Chatu Purusharta. Purusharta means desirable objectives for human being. Artha means desirable objective. Purusha means person, man or woman. Purusha, Chatu Purusharta. What are they? Dharma, art, kam, moksha. Lord Chaitanya said, Panchama, there's a fifth goal of life. What's the fifth goal of life? Prema. Praying Sri Radha Krishna is the goal of human life. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Namo Mahavadnaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. This is a prayer to Rupa Goswami by Narottam Das Thakur, I believe. Look at that verse. Yeah, look it up. It's a glorification of Lord Chaitanya. By whom? Krishna Skaraj or Rupa Goswami? Hey, that verse says Lord Chaitanya came to give Krishna prema, not mukti. Narayana gives mukti. If you worship Narayana, Vishnu get mukti. So we worship Krishna, get prema, and specifically worship the sweetest in Krishna. What did Lord Chaitanya say about mukti? Nadanam, Nadanam, Nasundaram, Kavitam, Vajra, Dishikonye. He said, I don't care about taking rebirth. I care about serving Krishna. Bhagavat Bhakti, Bhagavat Bhakti, Haita Kitri. All I want is to serve Krishna. This verse is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya chapter 19, verse 53, by Krishna's Kavaraj. Look it up here also. Look at the same verse. So Lord Chaitanya himself preached love, prema, not mukti. So preaching mukti is not to say the goal is to go back to God. That means mukti. And that's not what we're preaching. We're preaching, I'll take another birth, I don't mind, as long as I can serve Radha and Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has a prayer like that also. What did he say? Kita Janmahal. What's the whole prayer? What's it called? Doesn't tell where it's from. Doesn't tell the source. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda prays, I don't mind taking another birth. You are born as an insect in the house of Vaishnava. Kita Janmahal. Kita means insect, Jan means birth, and how means I take. It happens, Habe, how. So we shouldn't have an objective for liberation. We should have an objective to attain love of Krishna and the service of Krishna. What?
This service needs to be done in this body only, or is there any other?
Sarvasin, Shravanam, Kirtan, Vishnu, Shravanam. It's done in this body. It's done in the body. What other body do you have?
The soul is there.
Soul, what is the soul? Whatever body you have, you serve Krishna. You have a material body, you spiritualize it by serving Krishna. You have a spiritual body, you serve Krishna. Same thing. It's called Sarva Siddha Bhakti. Here in China, remembering Krishna. In Siddhadeya or in this Lokik Deya, physical body. We're here in China, remembering Krishna. Radharani's in the spiritual world, here in China, remembering Krishna. As above, so below. But that's why it's called Sarva Siddha Bhakti. In the Sarva, the perfection of life is here in China, remembering Krishna, and also in Sadhguru. Sadhguru and Sidhguru do the same thing. What we're doing now, we'll do it forever. Ready for that? Hear it chant and remember Krishna. All the difference between us, we are chanting on beads. Gopis don't chant on beads. They just sing. Up and they up. They just floating on ragas. just singing one raga after another raga, playing veena. You have veena? You have harmonium. You play harmonium?
Yeah.